Welcome. You are listening to Not Just a Rainbow with Catherine Cager. All right. Today, I am going to tell you my modest opinion on an interesting topic you probably will love. Transgender women, who experience significantly higher rates of HIV, have consistently been excluded from crucial research on preventing infections. However, a recent study is now addressing this gap and aiming to address their needs. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention conducted a survey of transgender women for the first time with the aim of collecting data and evaluating preventive measures for HIV cases within the community. The findings, which were published in the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report on Tuesday, shed light on the factors contributing to the high infection rate. The predominant cause identified was discrimination. The report highlighted that the disproportionate rate of infections is influenced by various factors such as limited access to preventative HIV medication, specifically pre-exposure prophylaxis, PrEP, as well as issues like homelessness, discrimination, employment discrimination affecting healthcare access and usage, lack of social support, and various forms of gender-based violence and harassment. Out of the roughly 1,600 transgender women in the United States who participated in the survey, 42% were found to have contracted HIV. When examining the data based on racial demographics, it was revealed that 62% of Black transgender women, 35% of Hispanic and Latina transgender women, and 17% of White transgender women tested positive for HIV. Approximately 33% of the 1,600 participants indicated experiencing homelessness for a minimum of 1 month within the previous year, with an average duration of 6 months. Homelessness was significantly influenced by evictions influenced by gender identity, as 55% of these cases led to homelessness. Moreover, 58% of individuals who had been incarcerated reported encountering homelessness upon their release. 10% of the participants revealed that they had experienced termination from their jobs in the previous year due to their gender identity. Additionally, 32% faced difficulties in securing employment owing to their gender identity. A significant proportion, approximately 22%, of those who encountered job-seeking challenges did not have health insurance coverage. Conversely, 62% of them relied on Medicaid for healthcare support. Notably, individuals residing in states where gender-affirming care is not included under Medicaid coverage were twice as likely to encounter obstacles in finding employment. Over the past year, a majority of the participants, 60%, encountered gender-related violence, encompassing instances of verbal abuse, 53%, physical abuse, 26%, or sexual violence, 15%. Furthermore, a significant proportion, almost 18%, reported experiencing thoughts of suicide. Additionally, these factors were more inclined to compel transgender women towards engaging in sex work and substance abuse. Furthermore, other contributing elements encompassed engaging in unprotected anal intercourse and the utilization of non-prescription hormones. It is noteworthy that many individuals resorted to non-prescription hormones due to limited availability of gender-affirming healthcare. The report emphasized the significance of social support networks in the lives of transgender women. However, it also highlighted that the most optimal strategies for enhancing the living conditions and overall quality of life for transgender women involve the integration of housing services, behavioral health services, employment opportunities, gender-affirming medical care, and clinical care. That's all. I hope you enjoy today's topic. Share my podcast with your friends and see you. All the best. Bye-bye.